Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Chatzar Gedola Hoysab Yerushalayim. There was a large chatzar in Yerushalayim. Uveis Yazik Hoysen Nikres. And it was called Beis Yazik. Lusham Kola Edim Miskansim. And this is the place that all the Edim, they were coming from abroad, they would come to this Beis Yazik. Rashi says, Taisenta brings that they would come here on Shabbos. Even if they were being Mechal Shabbos by coming, as we said that they should, they would come to Beis Yazik. The Rambam says they would always come to Beis Yazik, even if it wasn't Shabbos. U'beistin bodkin osam sham. And Beistin would be bodik them there. And that's why the Rambam says they came all the time there, because that's the place that Beistin would be bodik them there. U'sudais gedoilis oisin lahem bishvil shiyu regilin lavo. And they made them large meals to incentivize them that they would always want to come. In the beginning, when it turned out that it was Shabbos, they would not leave from that place the whole day, because a person that goes outside the Tchum, the Klal is an Erevin, that if you go outside your Tchum, you only have Dalet Amos, so they couldn't go anywhere. Hiskin Rav Gamliel Hazakin, Shiu Mahalchin Alpaim Amo L'chol Ruach. Rav Gamliel Hazakin was Mesakin that they can go out 2,000 Amos in every direction. Just as if they were part of the Bnei Ya'ir, like a person in his own city can go outside 2,000 amos in every direction outside the city. V'lo elu bilvad, not just these people, ala af ha-chochma ha-ba'al li'aleit, even a midwife that's coming to help a lady give birth, v'ba'al la-hatzel min ha-deleika, or a person that's coming to save somebody else from fire, u'min ha-gayis, from bandits, u'min ha-nar, from a river, u'min ha-mapoilis, from falling buildings, lo aleinu, harei elu ka'anshei ha'ir. Anybody that comes on Shabbos for these things, they have the status of the people of the city, v'yeshlam alpaim amo l'chol ruach. And they would have 2,000 amos in every direction outside the city. And the Magid Mishnah explains that since they went with Rishus, it was permissible for them to go outside of their Erev, the place that they arrive at, it's as if that place that they arrived at, they had a shvisa bein hashmashos before Shabbos, they were kona that place as their dwelling place for Shabbos by bein hashmashos. And therefore, these Edim that went to Beis Yazik, they can still go out. They didn't have to be stuck in Beis Yazik. They can go 2,000 amos outside the city.